Shit. Sunny say, too long.
All right. Hello for all you sheeple and people out there. Mammals, mains, women's. I'm your healthy, more than healthy host, Miko Billy. I am a Choctaw man. If you don't know what Choctaw man is, it is a Choctaw man. I am part of the Choctaw Nation tribal membership. And I am here with my brother, Brenner Billy. And we're just here to talk about things. This is our first episode, I guess, or if it's a trial-based thing. And here's my brother right here. He's going to speak.
All right, so yeah. Again, Brenner Billy, mixed sticks and other things growing up. And I think part of the topic today would be just to talk about shop a bit. You know? Getting into this and trying to make it a business. It's always been a side hustle. It's a very laborsome thing, but we do it. Sure, I said we, sure. But not just me. I always enjoy having my brother and sister help me along. And we also have fun while we do it. We always gather afterwards and eat and just have a good time. So
I have the best time. Best of times always. Yep. And Brenner does own LLC. He does have his own company right now. It's a pretty good one, I'd say so for myself. Many people love his product. Not just several people, even big companies such as the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma.
Yes, it's, I feel like I've been in some relationships with other people through the cross community, to admirers from states away. It's a very big demand, especially here at home, but also it could be a little bit bigger, just to see what the game kind of comes out to be later on. As a family, as a community, we all saw that the game would be very popular, like what you would see the cross is kind of like today, and pretty much want to see more of it there. And a lot of our youth have been involved at an earlier stage than myself, so I think that's part of one of the reasons why I continue on doing this.
Most definitely. And I feel like in today's age, the game is just growing way bigger than it used to be. A lot more people are getting involved, more people are getting the love for the game. And that's how Brenner's business started out, is just the love for the game. And of course, our dad or grandfather, you know, they were there for us too, and they showed us the way, or, you know, what we know now.
I guess one of the things that when you look into the product or to the set of sticks that you would hold in your hands, it's definitely from our home, Broken Bow, and like it's one of those things that you can't get anywhere else, like the resources for. You could, like further east, but here in Oklahoma, I think we have an advantage on, you know, some actual trees that are old and that give off good sticks that can actually have kids to play with and for adults to play with. So it's just when you start to see these people fall in love with the game and they see a good product or they have a good set of sticks that, you know, they just bond with it, just like any other like bats or glove that you have growing up in baseball or set of cleats or, you know, something that you just carried on through your old, you know, recreational sporting goods. It's kind of like that, but the sticks themselves, it's like I know that person or I have a connection or I met this person and so on and so forth. It's just, it creates memories but also has a tie into ourselves culturally. And so I think when people play lacrosse and people play basketball, we all have a certain, you know, unity with the team aspect. But then when it comes to like some things that we get in our hands and that we're able to use a lot, it just means so much more to us that, you know, it's quality, it's also like common, it's part of the community. So I think continuing on having part of the tradition and it being local, it just means so much more to our people, to our members, and they're hungry for it.
Oh yeah, most certainly, certainly. Oh yeah, so this is going to be one of the many things we talk about, not just stickball and the Choctaw culture. I really haven't made a name for this podcast yet, and I'm not sure if this will be out, but it might be if I get the edits right. But yes, this is our first time doing this, and this is one of the many things we love to talk about and what we do in our daily lives, especially Brenner. And he not only has his own little company, he also works his day job. And it's also a good day job. It correlates with culture as well. So from us and our family, we've been really big into culture for most of our lives, probably all of our lives. Would you say so?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes we didn't really have a choice. And then as we got a little bit older, we kind of start to see more of a definitely love for it as it changed to our family, changed to our identity. So it's always something that no one can take away from us. And we can give as much as we can, and people still just, they can't copy it. And it's just something that's pretty much a gift. And we keep on trying to give as much as that away, and still it just kind of comes back and blesses us at the same time. So yeah, ever since we were little, ever since I was born and we were born, and it's already established, and it's kind of our duty a bit just to kind of become those people that started us off and carry traditions. So it's really great to see that tradition alive and us being part of it, to see what comes after this.
And possibly for future generations to hold on to what we have now.
I think us talking like this and having a podcast to show express episode like this, no one really wants to do this openly. I think a few
Yeah.
fewer people in the community have done something like this, but it's only been just some random topics. And as tribal members overall,
Yeah.
we have a platform now. And it's not always been that way. Even in my generation, where no one really wanted to hear so many talks, but now.
So one thing that goes around is everybody loves listening to people talk. And we sure do got a lot to talk about.
So much talk. I think that you have a good idea, definitely bringing in a little bit more the voice to the product or to just our lives, because it really people don't really know or even
Yeah,
tend
yeah.
to ask. So it's just, they just brand us immediately and like, oh, this person makes sticks and
For sure.
that's it, or this person just part of the family and that's it. And our lives are very complex. Even doing this, we're just like other people trying to make a living and trying to just be out here and doing different things just for acknowledgement that we have something special. I think it's just, there's always ups and downs and struggles and losses and definitely wins and blessings too. So it's just really good to bring that voice definitely with this podcast.
Yes, that's what I thought too. That's what I think. And one of the main things why I really want to start with is like you said, like most people don't know about it. From what our people know is they love for the game, and that's for me, I feel like that's kind of like one of the things they just like about it, is just the game, but they don't have the whole aspect of it, of the craftsmanship of not just the game, the culture, and it goes into several other things too.
I definitely agree, because this is just again, like you said, a basis what we can do and identity with it all. As a I guess trying to be like an artist in my medium or with this is making stuff. Also, hope for that, again, it goes for my kids and it goes for cousins and my niece and my nephews to be and nieces to be and other cousins just as an example. Because sometimes all we really know is just the in our reservation today, if they call it identified on, is there's not a whole lot going on, and it's a lot of drugs, it's a lot of crime, and it's just kind of hectic. But in the midst of all that, there's still like a lot of this beauty, a lot of this defined culture that a lot of businesses try to capitalize on or try to show forth, or sometimes even exploit. But I think for us to kind of do it in a respectful way, it's just so much more meaningful.
Yeah, doing good so far. Just about 10 minutes, almost 11. Yeah, I'm sorry if the audio or anything is a little bit crazy. We'll have to figure it out. Like I said, this is our just our basis thing. I'm just now learning how to do this. Yeah, so I'm gonna have to bear it with me. But yeah, that's just one of the topics. Yeah, we talk about. From how people treat us, other people treat each other. We had a good day, bad day, sad day, happy day. What makes us happy? What makes us sad? Sometimes get lit once in a while. Maybe once in a while. Then we also have other people, we usually talk to, and we talk for hours all the time. I feel like this is like one of the things that we could do because we do it almost every other time. And I feel like it's something like usual. Only this time it's being recorded.
Track for the record.
For the record. We might about dial it down our language. Well, it's not too bad. It's being chucked us. We like to say chucked us because it's almost like a slang. But it also means Choctaw.
This is how we identify in ourselves to each other.
Yes.
Each other.
Maybe this weekend we could get one of our favorite chutas on to this podcast. Talk about Mr. Kyle Guapo. He is, what would you say, just an artist?
Yeah, I would say he's a Choctaw artist who infuses today's hip hop era, but also our culture and language part of it too. Just a mixture of how we grew up and what we like today, society that we grew up listening to, just kind of brings that identifiers. And I think it's pretty awesome. It's pretty catchy too. So he's also creative. So a really good artist with that.
Yeah, he got some really good stuff.
And White Jones also chalked on it too.
Oh yes, Y Jones, and he's the producer for Mr. Guapo and for himself. Yeah, but they got some pretty good stuff, and I feel like they came a little bit of a long ways. And from the last time we heard their unreleased songs, I thought it was pretty great. It's pretty good. They sound all right.
Even if it hits us just community wise, it's still a good hit. People are come familiar with it. So we'll see what he does next. He does have a single on Spotify, so if you do want to check him out, it's Kyle Guapo. I think one of the Spotify tunes right now is called Tool.
Tool. Oh man, I love that guy. He's great. He's hilarious. Yeah, we have a good time when we see him, though. Well, I think that's good enough for now to edit anyways. And I think that will conclude our first session. And for those who are hearing or that are here, whoever it is, I don't care. Whoever's listening, I just thank you for tuning in and hearing what we have to say. All right. Thank you. Yokoki.